Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eli Goldberg. Maseches Menachos is dedicated to Le'ilu Nishmas Rabbi Yechiel Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Today's shiur is on Menachos Daf Pei. The sugya begins on the bottom of Ayin Tes Amud Beis with Shalach of Chanina Mishmei Rabbi Yechanon Loishanu Elalach Kapora. This that we learned in the previous braisa that either of Vlad, the Tmura, or Chalipin does not need Lechem, is only La'ach Kapora, Avlofne Kapora to Unin Lechem. And there the Gemara questions, Havi Bar of Amram, Ahai, and where exactly did Rabbi Yechanon say a statement? If you bring it before Kapara, Tanin, we already learned in the Braisa that if you makiv the Chalipin first, it needs Lechem, Ilachi Kapara Tanino. If you makiv it after the Kapara, that we also learned in the Braisa that it does not require Lechem. Ela, Chalipay Toydas Nadova, rather, perhaps it's going on a Chalipay of a Toyda of Nadova. So now the Gemara says, Bein Lefne Kapara, whether it's Lacha Kapara, it would always require Lechem because it's a Ma'abe Betoydas. So Gemara made a chilik between a chalipe toides chayva and a chalipe toides nedova. The question is, what exactly is a chalipe? Is a toides chayva? What's a toides nedova? So Rashi in Ksaviyad gives two pshatim. The first pshat, he explains that toides nedova means when he says harei alai, which means he's mekabel himself achrayis. So that's called a chayv because he has to be mashlim as chayv, and even if it gets lost, he has to replace it. And nedova means he said harei zu, which does not have a chiv achrayis. And the second lashon, he says, toidas chayva, is kegoin mefarish beyom vayoytze b'sheyoro, v'choylo shenitze mecholyoy, v'chove shiyoytze mebeis asurim. These are the dalid, v'tzrichin lohoydeis, which is mentioned in Gemara Brochas, tafnin dalem mebeis, v'chsiv behu v'yizvechu zevach toido. That's referring to these dalid, who have to bring a korban, that's a toidas chayva. The mashmoyis of Rashi is, that these four, who are nitzel from a sakono, have a requirement to bring a carbon toido. However, the Shit Mekubet says in Ois Yud, quotes Rashi, and he says, "V'loy nehira, the le'ashkichan the lechayiv." We don't find anywhere that these dalid are mechuyiv to bring a carbon. Unless they are makabel upon themselves a chiyiv to bring a carbon toido, they're not required. However, there's a mashmois, a strong mashmois from Rashi and Zvachim Dav Zayin Omer Aleph. Which this raya is brought by Chaim Kanievsky in a Sefer Sikh HaSoda on our Amud, and the Minchas Avram in the end of our Perek. The Gemara is discussing a case of Shini Kodesh, where one shechted a toido l'shem toido. And the Maskara of the Gemara establishes we're going by a case where he shechted one toido for another toido of his own. And Rashi explains what's the case. The case is that since the Arba, it's Tzrich and Lohoidis. And we could have a case that he one person was Mechuyiv a toido for, that he was and he was also mechayiv another carbon al yitziyasim beis asurin, and he shechted one carbon which was mechayiv al yitziyasim in a yom l'shem the other one who was mafish for yitziyasim beis asurin. Now, if we say that there's a chiyuv carbon, then we can understand that it's nitvas, it's chal in the carbon Hashem toidas nitzul min hayom, and Hashem a different toida which is called yitziyasim beis asurin. However, if there's no chayiv as carbon, just, if they want, they can bring a carbon toida, so the carbon toida, which is makiv, is all one and the same. It's just a regular carbon toida. How can we call that a shini kodesh? It would be a strong mashmois that, like Rashi over here, which we know this, like the Shita Mekubetzus has made, our Rashi Ksaviyah, seems to be the Iker Rashi, that Rashi Shita is, that there is a chiv carbon for these dalas, who have the dalas shesich lohoides have a chiv carbon. Also, Rashi, in his Pirush al Torah, in Parashas Sav, Peg Zayin Pasik Yud Beis, on the Pasik of Carbon Toido, he says on the Imal Toido Yakiven, who explains what's the case, Yemaker for a Carbon Toido, Imal Dvar Huido Al Neis, Shanas Likagoin Yodayom, he brings all the whole list, Imal Achas Me'el and Noda Shlom Halolu, that's a Shalme Toido. It's Mashman that they have, those are the ones who bring a Carbon Toido. Which again, we have Mashman that it's a Zachi of Carbon. And later on the Pasik in Tez Zayin, which says, Vim Nedo Inadovo, the Rashi says, "Neder in Adava shaloi havi al noaidosh in al hoidosh al neis." He didn't bring it for an aidosh al neis. Then that's a regular shlamim. That ain't a tuna lechem. So it's mashma that a shlamim is a neder in Adava, and a toido which is al neis is a chiv. And this is how Rabbi Ruchem Fishel Perlau on his pirush on the smag in Essen and Tes assumes for a pshitas that pshitas Rashi is that the dalit shetzichin lohoides have absolute chiv carbon. However, it would seem from the pashtus of the Rishonim and the Achronim that they pretty much assume that the Dalad do not have a chiv to bring a carbon toido. aside for the shita that we mentioned in the now Amid, the Rambam in Pektes, Maisa Kabanes, Halacha Hei, when he brings the din of Toida, he say, he describes it, he says, Ashlomim haboim im alechem b'neder oynidov, v'zeh anikra Toida, that's called a Toida. And it doesn't make a mention anywhere that the Dal Shetzichon Lohidois, by them it's not a neder nidov, it's a chiv, it's masher, it's a regular neder nidov for everyone. This is Yochum Fischel Perlau, is masking that the Shitas Rambam is mashma, that there's no chiv to bring a korban. Also, the Rosh in the Dorm, David Gimel Ben Aleph, in his Pirish, he's going on the Mishnah, Oimer Korban Oilo Mincha Chatos Toido Shlomim. So there he explains that Kol Hani, all these, in this, which is mentioned in this list, is Bekarbonis Choyva Airi. And this discusses Toido, which is also mentioned in this list. Toido, he says, Kolulo Bahadayu, we include it in this list of Karbonis. The Dam Yelachoyva, because it's similar to Choyv, the Dalad Tzrichan Lahoidis, because the Dalad Tzrichan Lahoidis. So Chaim Kanievsky, again in the Sefer Sikha Soda, and now Ahmed points out that the Rosh is Mashma, that it's not an absolute Chiyiv. He's almost bothered that why does Toyd in this list? The Teretz is, it's similar to a Chayiv, because it's Roy of him to bring it, but it's not an absolute Chiyiv for them to bring a Korban. And then it's even as Pirish Hamak Dover on Rashi on the Pasuk with Nedo in the Dover, which Rashi said, She'ino alaydo alanes, that's the Nedo in the Dover. The Netziva says, She'ino bediktuk, Shavadei afk shabo alanes, who bened in the Dover. And so too, the Chassam Sofer in Tshuvas and Siman and Aleph says for Dava Poshet. He says this, that the Pasuk says in Kapitel Kuv Zayin, that the Dalad Shetzichon Lahoidois, by Yizvichu Zivchei Toido. So it says the Chassam Sofer, Shavadei Toido Nedovhi. It's for sure Nedovhi, El Degilalon, the Pasuk is Megala, Shal Elu Huroi Lenadev Nidvas Toido. Avo Nedovhi, but clearly, it's only a Nedovhi, it's not a Chiv. And therefore, a number of Achroinim, later Achroinim, who had the Rashi Ksaviad, recent Achroinim, the Shlomo Karelitz, in his Divrei Shlomo, in Simon Beis, and the Rechil Michal Feinstein, and the Shirum on our Sugyo, say, even in Shittas Rashi and our Gemara, it would be more right to say that it's not an absolute Chiv. Rashi just means it's a mitzvah, and it's right to bring a carbon toida, but it's not an actual Chiv. And Michal Feinstein adds, that perhaps you could say, Rashi means that since these people are Roy Lindor, it's proper for them to bring a carbon, so therefore when they're Mekabel Bestoma, to bring a carbon, they're Mekabel Betoiris Nether, and the Shemin Acharai is for them to bring this carbon, and even if it gets lost, to replace it. Therefore, although the simple Mashmois of Rashi is Mashman that there's an absolute Chiyah for them to bring a carbon, and like the Shita assumes in Shita's Rashi, Miruchim Fishel Perlel assumes like that, however, there is a Makom to say, Rashi is not Mechulik with the sheet of the Roi Vishainim, and he would also agree that it's not an absolute chiv. Rather, just proper to bring a carbon toito. Rabbeinu Geshem, in the Sugya, when he's explaining Ilema Achalive Toides Choiva, he says somewhat similar to Rashi in the second Pshat, but differently. He says, Hainu Toides Choiva, Kagoin Shayim Mefarish Beyom Vinestakin. So he's describing the ones who Mefarish Beyom, but then he adds, Vinodar, he made another Eminotzel Shayobi Toido. So he says we're talking about the Dalet Tzrichin Lohoidis, but he says only if he made a neder, which means he's clearly in the Rabbeinu Geshen, he's not mechuyev to bring a carbon toido. It's just, such a person made a neder to bring a carbon toido. So the question is why, if we're talking about he made a neder, why did we describe the Dalet Tzrichin Lohoidis? So perhaps this could be a smach to the chiddush of the Rishash on the Apeyam base. Now, Shash there says that he's clear, he goes with the Shita that understandably a Toida is an optional carbon, but he has a Chiddush that even a Toida is not optional for everyone. Ain't a Bob in a Dova, it's only Bob in a Dova, Rak im Irle Echem the Dalet Dvorim should see in the Hoydis. If someone had the Dalet Dvorim, then Yochel Lindor or Lindor, if he could bring a carbon. However, someone just on his own, for no reason, he wasn't saving any Tzara to offer a Toida, he's not allowed. It's an optional carbon, but only to the Dalet Shetzichon Lahoidis. So perhaps this Rabbeinu Geshem will be a smach to the Shita that one is Mefarsh B'Yom, he is able to make a nether and bring a carbon toida. However, the Rishash himself points out that this is a chiddush. He says, Le'metzasi Mefurish Ke'es, I never found anywhere this chiddush. He brings a Mashmois in Gemara that's in Chulin, the end of the second paragraph, that Mashmah not like that. He says to look at the Rambam, which in Perek Tes, Halacha Hey, which he mentioned earlier, which seems to indicate that an Eden Nedava is open for everyone, which implies it's not miyuchid dafka to the dal shetzichel hoidis. So if we want to say that the main geshem is not saying this chiddush, perhaps we could suggest the Minchas Avram again at the end of the perek, he says maybe the reason why he picked the dal shetzichel hoidis is like Tosis Zechula mentions that even though the Gemara there says that the toiv hashel isidor, a regular person should not normally make an adorim, Tosis on a base the Rimasul Aval says that someone who's be'ez tzara, he's Roy Linder. So perhaps, today we mentioned that the Dalet Shetzrich and Lohidois, for them, it's proper to bring an Eder, so therefore he was making the Eder Gemara Toida Schaiva by the Dalet who have to bring a Toida and Nitzel from a Tzara. The Gemara on top of the Omid discussed the Din of Rabbi Yechanon, then Kapshut in the Maskana, is this that Rabbi Yechanon said, Loishanu Elel Ache Kaporo, Avlofnei Kaporo to Unin Lechem, means that whether of Vlad, Chalipin, and perhaps Tmura, as we'll see from the Rambam, if you bring it before the kapara, if you bring that carbon first, that becomes the ikar toida and is torn lechem. However, if you bring it lachi kapara, after you already mischapa with the other one, now that has the din of a moisa toida, and therefore it will be brought, but without lechem. However, number of achroinim, the karinoido, the chavetz chaim, lukutei halachis, and the sasemis, all point out that the sheet of the Rambam seems to be an entirely different sheet. The Rambam perkit beis, psula mikdashim halacha ches, explaining the Gemara says that Vlad Toidu Tmuroso Vamafsh Toidosoi Vavdo Vehifish Acheres Tachtel, which is Chalipin, it may be in Laachash a keeper betoido Rishoino than Einan Tuna Lechem. And the Ramak continues, Vimadayin Lui keeper, but if you weren't yet Mechaper with any carbon, Vaharehi Vachalifoso, Ahi Uvlodo, Ahi Utmuroso, Aimedes, you have both Kabbalahs before you, the Ramak says, Hareishneim Tzrichen Lechem, they both require to be brought with lechem. The Ram seems to be mashma that if you have them before kapara, and you have both kabanas lefanecha before the kapara, then they both are brought without lechem. Even if you bring the vlad or the tmur or the chalipin second, it would still require lechem. And according to the Ram, we would have to explain that the gemar lo yishanu elach kapara means the vlad or the chalipin or the tmur was only brought lefanecha was oimdeis only after the kapara of the first karma is brought. Avlefnei kapara, but as long as it's oimdois, standing here, lefanecha, before the kapara, then even if you bring actually makavit second to unen lechem. However, the achroinim ask that this is very shver from the braisa. The braisa said in the reisha that if someone's menayin, if someone's mafresh, a toide va'avdo, pehivish acheres tachter, which is chalipin, vaharishtei and oimdis, and they're both oimdis, but lefanecha, menayin, you could choose, you can makav either one, or brings a pasuk. Then the market price continues, Yochel Shtei Shtia Shnia Tuna Lechem. And now the second one, after you remark with the first, should also require Lechem. Tam Loimer, Yakivenu Echet Veleishnaim, that the second one is brought without Lechem. It has a din of a Moisa Toido. So the price clearly said that even though they're both Oyim Nislifonecho, the second one, which is brought after the Kapara, is a Moisa Toido and is brought without Lechem. This seems to contradict the sheet of the Rambam. Additionally, the Karenoyer asks that according to the Rambam, that even if you bring the Vlad second, as long as it's oynis lefanecha, it would still require lechem. So what's the Gemara's raya? And then I will maskana. That the Gemara said that the dinner of Yechon is going on a vlad toides chayva. And lefnei kapara, you would be torn lechem. And what's the chiddush? That Yechon holds, oh, the miskaper b'shvach hektish. And a person could be miskaper and use it for his chayv. Mekayim is chayv is carbon toido with the shvach, means with the vlad of hektish. What's the raya? Since even if you'd bring it second after the kapara, and you not be miskap with the vlad, the Rambam holds you it still requires lechem. So maybe really your bechin holds ain't the miskap b'shvach hektish. You can't be yoytza the carbon with the vlad, and afal pikein still it requires lechem because since it was oimnis lefanecha, as long as they're both here lefanecha, even the one that's not brought for kapara also requires lechem. So to this, the Karenoyer answers that's pasha that the kavar and the Rambam. That's oimdeis lefanecha only means that since it's oimdeis lehiskapribo, since either one can be brought for kaparo, therefore, if they're both lefanecha and both ruyis lehiskapir, so therefore, they will both require lechem, even the one that bepoil you bring second. But if it wouldn't be reshaich to kaparo, that's poshit, would not be torn lechem. So maybe that's why the one has a raya, even according to the Rambam, that odim iskapir shvach hektish. The fact that it could be yoitz with the vlad, therefore, therefore, it require lechem, even if I'd bring it second. However, the first kasha, that the Rambam is a chayra nister from the Braisa, still remains. So to this, the Chavetz Chaim wants to suggest that perhaps the Braisa, which said before, oimdois, that means it's oimdois chutz la'azara. When it's outside la'azara, and just oimdois to be brought into la'azara, that's not called oimdois lefanecha, that's not called ruyus lekaporo, and there they don't get a din of lechem. When the Rama means that the oimdois, that have oimdois lefanecha, then they both require lechem, that means if the oimdois ba'azara, and they're both here, ready to be brought for akrovas korban, then both of them are nikva, with a din to get akrova with lechem, and it doesn't make a difference which one you actually bring first, both will have a din lechem. However, the Achronim asks, what seems to be even more difficult is the Rambam seems to be nister from a Gemara on payment base, which brings a din of rova that says if one is mafresh a toido, and it gets lost, and he replaces it with another one, and then that gets lost, and he replaces it with a third korban, v'nimtzo rishonos, and he finds the first korbanos, v'harishlosht and oimdos, and now all three are lefanecha, Neskaper berishayin, if you bring the first one, shniya ain't tuna lechem, the second does not need lechem. The Gemara goes on to continue to explain the din of Rava. And the Rambam himself passes like this din in Halacha Tes. That very in this case, v'nimtzo rishayinos, after all, you find after three kabbanis and you find the first ones, very shlosh and oimdis, neskaper berishayinos, shniya ain't tuna lechem. The Rambam clearly says that if you only, even though they're all lefanecha, if you makiv the first one, then the second one does not need lechem. That's a chayra stira to the Rambam and Halacha Ches, that if they're both oimdis lefanecha, both require lechem. So the Chafetz Chaim says, perhaps I would have suggested on the Gemara itself, that the Gemara again means the oimdis chutz la'azara. But he says, but to say it in the Rambam himself, that in Halacha Ches used the lashon oimdis, and there it means ba'azara, and then in Halacha Tes, when he says, v'yesh lashon oimdis, there it means it's chutz la'azara, and that would be the difference in Halacha Ches, why both we need lechem, and Halacha Tes, where it's chutz la'azara, where the second one would not need lechem, that's very difficult to say. So the Karen Oira, based on these difficulties, wants to say that Al-Kach, the Rama means it's not totally an Amida at all. And if they're both oimnis lefanecha, in that case, the one you makir first, that needs lechem, the second one would not require lechem. But he wants to suggest what the Rama means, that that if shneim oimnis, that means if you makiv shneim ka'achas, then shneim to unalechem. It's not clear exactly what he means that you makiv both ka'achas. It's difficult to say that means you shecht both ka'achas, or you zoyik both ka'achas. As the Chasdei Dovin in his Pirush in Tosefta and Perches Halach Yud Beis, he rejected this pshat in the Rambam, because that's it's eif shel tzamtzim. So this is where the Evan Ozel and Mrs. Zalman and the Michas Avram both explain the kavan of the Karen Oyer means, because since we know that Gemara 7 Chesem and Beis, that the Kiddush Alechem is totally in the Shechita, so perhaps what the Karen Oyer means in explaining the Rambam is that if you shechted both before you were zayik either carbon, so then already the tzchal in the carbon to be brought, they had the both carbonus and the skadish with its lechem. And it's not yet a din boisib because it wasn't yet a kaparis a carbon. So if you shechted both carbonus and then you were zayik one of them, then since they're both tzchal a din a krova with lechem, then even though afterwards you were zayik one carbon, it still would, the other one wouldn't lose its shem ikur carbon to be brought with lechem, and we're not getting din moiser toida, and therefore you have to bring both with lechem. So according to the Pirush of the Karen Oira, the statement of Rabbi Yochanan would mean that loishanu if you brought the second carbon after the kapar, meaning after the zvika of the first carbon. Avafnei kapar, if you shechted it before the kapar, before you were zayrik, even if it was done after the shechita of the other carbon, then they would both require lechem. What I'm not clear is how you answer the Gemara and Peyam Beis and the Rama and Lochates, why there the Kenoya doesn't have it difficult to say there Shloshan Oimdis means that it was brought after the Zrika of the other carbon. And why in the Lochates, Shtein Oimdis means you makir both together in the same time frame between the Shechita and the Zrika. That still is unclear. However, the Chazanish in Tmura, in Similam Gimel Sivkot and Zayin, he rejects the whole premise in the Rambam. And he says that's Poshit, that the Rambam is not a new Shita. And the Rambam says shneim tzrichim lechem doesn't mean both require lechem. The Rambam just means hare shneim, if they're both oimdos, shneim, either one of the two are both possible to be brought with lechem. But of course, only the one you actually makir first is the one that requires lechem, and the second one will be brought without lechem, like we understood in the Pashas life of the Gemara. And the Emes is the Karen Oira himself on the Afpeim and Aleph and the Chofetz Chaim and the Svasemeth both suggest this pshat and say, could be because of all the difficulties in the Rambam, could be you have to explain the Rambam, shneim tzrichim lechem just means the one of the two would require lechem, like the Chazanish explained. But they all say that it's very difficult, and it's very, to explain this in the Rambam, and the Chafetz Chaim adds, especially in the Lashon of the Rambam Pirush Mishnayos, and therefore, they remain with the Safek how to learn the Rambam. So it comes out that, is the Rambam Menushita, the Keren Uri, the Chafetz Chaim, and Rabbi Zalman, and all seem to agree that the Pashas of the Rambam is Menushita, and either you learn the Rambam, that as long as they're actually both Be'azara, then they would both require Lechem, or like the Keren Uri learned that we make it both Be'vas Achas, which we explain means between the Shechit and the Zrika, then they would both require Lechem. And, or you say, like the Chazanish, that no, the Rambam just means that, it's not a new Shita, Shtei and Sich Lechem just means one of the two will require Lechem, like we understood until now. Now, the Gemara discussed the din of Chalipe Toide and Vlad Toide, both by Toide Schoive and by Toide Asnadovo. And the cloud that comes out from the Gemara is that whenever you bring a carbon to Mikhaim your Iker Choiv, your Iker Afrosh's carbon, then it's called an Iker Toide and it is brought with Lechem. And if it's brought after Kaparo, or not brought to fulfill a Choiv, then it's considered a Moise Toide and it's brought without Lechem. And therefore, Chalip and Avlad, when it's brought before Kaparo, since they're both fulfilling the Choiv, they're brought with Lechem. The Chalip and his Pashit, and the Vlad also, because of the din of Adam Eschap and Mishvach Hektish. And it's brought after Kaparo, it's brought without Lechem. And by Nadavid, there's a Chalip between Chalipin, and by, and Vlad, the Chalipin, since there's no requirement for, to fill any Achrayis, Difal Korchich, he's being marvid betoido, he's just separating an additional toido, and it's another Iker toido which has Lechem. And Vlad, which is just, which is not fulfilling any Chayiv, it's just, but it came without Afrosha, that's automatically a Moise toido, since it's not fulfilling any Chayiv carbon. What the Gemara did not discuss was the status of Tumura. Is that doim to Chalipin? Is that doim to Vlad? Or perhaps a different status. However, the Rambam in Perikid Beis in Tzulim Gdashim Halachaches, he brings the din of Tumura both by the din of Choyva and by the din of Nedova. In the ratio of the Rambam, when he discusses the din of Choyva, he says that the Vlad toida Tumura and a Chalipin, if it's brought Koidim Kaparo, then they will all require Lechem. And that's the Halacha by toida, by Noida toida. By neder, and in the Aval Toides Nedava, the Rambam says there Chalipa utmurasa to unalechem. He puts Tamura together with Chalipin, and Vlad is not to unalechem. So on both points of the Rambam, the Chorim take issue. But let's discuss one at a time. When the Rambam discussed the din of Toides Chayva, that the Tamura will, if it's brought Kaidim Kapara, it will require lechem. It's like the sheet of the Rambam is also Mavur and Rashi on the tap, on the Ayin Tesman Beis, and the Bamaslav, Lefnei Kaparo. Rashi says, Mhikiv Levlodeis Ulitmura Ulichalipin Tuin Alechem. He puts Tmura into the list that will also require Lechem. So that means the Rambam understood that a Tmura, when it's brought first, before the Kaparo, you Mekayim Yechoivis Karbin, and therefore it has a din of Iker Toida and requires Lechem. On this point, the Svasemis and the Apeim Abeis and the Chazanish in Tmura, Simen Lamed Gimel Sif Katan Zayin, and the Mikdash David in Kunches, Simen Hei, Ois Aleph, all understand Minim and Asvara that a Tmura, which is brought Koyin and Kabara, should not be Mekayim Mechayvasi, and therefore should not require Lechem. The Chazanish speaks out the most clear. He says that Dafka Chalipin, which you Makdash in a second animal to Mekayim his Neder, that has a din of Iker Toido, and you Mekayim your Neder with it, and it will be brought with lechem. However, tmura, which you have, the other animal is still kaim, not coming to replace it. So you mak the shtchila lemaisris. It's just an additional animal. And now if you'd want to use this animal to go fill your, to be mekayim your carbon, he says, since we know there's a klal, which is mavur in the gemara daf, later on pebezim and aleph, that dover shabachoiva is ein abo elemen achulin. That's something that's a choiv, like a nether. You have to bring the animal from Chulin, you can't bring a mashal from Maisa Sheni. So who had in to take this tmura, which is already kadosh, and use it for your carbon, that's not bomin achulin, and therefore you should not be able to be yoitza yechoiv. The stipler in Kilus Yaakov in Yuma, Simon Yud Gimel, explains the words of the Chazanish a little bit more. And he says that the yisoid of tmura is that it's a hamshacha from the kedusha rishayna, meaning it's not its own a new kedusha. So even though you mafresh this tmura from an animal of chulin, but what you're doing is you're taking your, so to speak, being moishich the kedusha of the original animal onto this animal, and you're not taking and that's the kedusha that goes onto this tmura. So therefore, this kedusha is coming from something that already was kadosh, and it's not called a kedusha that's bar menachulin, and therefore we should not be able to use it to fulfill your neder. And he brings the Tosis Yeshanim in Yuma Daf Nunam Abayz that says clearly that on the Gemara that says that a Pesach is Deicha Shabbos. However, Tmuras Pesach is not Deicha Shabbos. Explains the Tosis Yeshanim that even though you makrev it b'Toyrus Korban Pesach, so why is it not Deicha Shabbos? So he explains, since you can't fulfill your chayves Korban Pesach with the Tmura, because it is klal, that you only yotza with davar ba menachulin, and Tmura is not considered ba menachulin. And the Chazanish explains, even though the Gemara said you could be mischaber with the Vlad, because other mischaber b'shvach ektish, even though that kedusha also didn't come from chulin, it came mikoyach the kedusha of the mother. So the Chazanish explains that is, since when you mafrish the original animal, included in that original hafrosha for his choyb is he could be mechschaper b'chol chelik v'chelik of the behemoth, including the vlad. Like the disciple explains, even the vlad which we born after the ma'isa hektish. Masha'enkein tmura, that the Chazanish says, that's milsachriti, that's not included in the original neder, and therefore you should not be able to use the tmura to mekayim your choyb, and therefore it should have to be brought Meikoro without lechem. I think this is what the Svasemis also had difficult with the Rambam. When he quotes the Rambam by Tmura, he just says near the Einim Eskapi in Dain Yidroi. He doesn't explain. But on Vlad, on the Gemara, which said Adam Eskap Bishvach Hektish, he was bothered by this very question that you have to be bringing something that's Bom and Achulin, so how could be Meskapi with a Vlad, which is ready Bom and a Hektish? So he says, I would have thought perhaps they were talking about the case of Vlad, is that Yimaktish Abahema Muberis, and it's considered like you makdish two separate animals, the mother and the vlad, so you were makdish it from chulin the tzayrich hektish. But he says, like, Taisus mentions in El Gemara, that it's, the Taisus proves from Steers in Gemara, that El Gemara has to be, the case of Rabbi Yochanan has to be talking about where it was makdish a behema rekonis, and only afterwards it became uberis. So how could he be mischaper with that vlad, which was born after the ma'isa hektish? So the Svasema says, near Hatam, that since the Shvach is Bamina Hektish Aloy, Lahachim is Kapaboy, means it's included in that Hektish, which would sound like the Chazanish. So it would sound like Tmura, the same idea. Tmura, which is not directly an outcome of his Hektish, it's rather, it's a separate Maisa, there would not be included in the original Nether, and therefore he cannot be Yoitza, the Korban Choiv from the Tmura. However, I think the initial approach to saying the Rambam is that the Rambam held that Tmura is like Vlad, and we also be including the din of Adam Eskaper b'Shvach Hektish. Even though you weren't mafresh it separately to Mekayim his Choyv, it's just like it's similar to Vlad in that sense. But when you mafresh your Neder, you mafresh the carbon, you include in that anything that comes subsequently from this Kedusha. So even though Tmura is an outgrowth of the Kedusha, of the original Kedusha of the first carbon, still that's also included in the Shvach Hektish, and we'll be able to Mekayim your Neder with that as well. I think it's mashm like this from the words of Rosh Hash and Daf Peim and Beis when explaining the sheet of the Rambam that a tmura has toydes chayva, if you bring it to kapara, it's ton lechem. And he explains, since akaim da akaim lan odim eskabe b'shvach hektish, the kol she came to tmura. So it sounds like tmura has this halacha. And so also by Neshurei from David Soloveitchik on Daf Peim and Beis, he explains this, the sheet of the Rambam, that he holds that tmura is like Vlad and odim eskabe b'shvach hektish. Now, on the next point of the Rambam, that Tmura as Toydas Nadovo, Rambam said is like Chalipin, and both Koidin Kapora and L'Ache Kapora will be Ton Lechem. So Rambam holds that it's like a Marbe B'Toydo, and it's considered to be Mafresh, a second Toydo, and therefore will always require Lechem. On this, the Karen Oira, even though he agreed to the first, understood the first point of the Rambam by Tmura as Toydas Chayvo, that he understood you need Lechem, but on Tmura as Toydas Nadovo, he takes issue. And the Chazanish also, in the same place, in Tmura, both ask, the Bishlema by Chalipin, we lose the Toydas Nedava, and you mafresh another carbon. Since there's no need to replace it, because there's no achrayis, so Al-Karchich, what you're doing is we mafresh a separate, an additional carbon, that's called Marbe B'Toydas, and therefore, it will always require Lechem, whether it's bought before Kapara or after Kapara. However, Tmura, with the Rishayna, the first carbon is Kayim, it's not lost, and there's no need for this Tmura. So there, what's the difference between a Tmuras Toydas Nadova and a Tmuras Toydas Chayva? Just like a Tmuras Toydas Chayva, we don't say being Marbe B'Toyda. It's by a Toydas Nadova as well, you're not being Marbe B'Toyda. Akarach the pshat is, because it's not considered its own separate hafrosha, rather it's just a hemshech mikdush rishoino. And therefore, in all circumstances, it should always be considered moisa toida and should not require lechem. And mikoyach these kashes, the chazanish, and the kernoya on daf peyam abeis, want to be moichik the gears of tmura from the Rambam, the chazanish from the reish of the Rambam, by tmura toida schoivo, and from the end by tmura toida sedovo, they want to be moichik the gears of the tmura. Because as the Chazanish understands, Tmura b'chol oifin will always be a moisa toida and never an ikar toida and will always be brought without lechem. However, some Archoin want to suggest that Chazon Yecheskel in Tmura, in Perak Aleph Aloch Yud Beis, and even more in the Sefer Dvar Shol in Tmura Simen Mem Tes, Sifkot and Dalit, that the Rambam holds that Chalipin is, Tmura rather, is exactly is like Chalipin. And the Yisrael Adover is that the Rambam holds that Tmura is not like we were explaining until now from the Stipe and the Chazanish, that Tmura is Hamshochas Kedusha Rishoyna. Rather, Tmura is a Kedusha B'fnei Atzmi. It's its own separate Maisa Hektish of Tmura. And therefore the Rambam holds that by Toides Choyv, it's like you're making a new Maisa Hektish Chodosh from Chulin for the purpose of being Mekayim his nether in the event that if his first carbon will get lost, there's like the Achrayis for that carbon. And this is, should be the replacement and used, be used to Mekayim his Choyv. And therefore, if you bring it first, that will be the Ikar Toida, and it'll require Lechem. So it's not like we explained before that the Pshat in the Rambam is that if you bring the Toida Choyv before the Koyden Kapora, it's a Kiyim Choyvus Nether because it's a, we need, we say it's like Shvach Hektish, like Vlad. It's not like Vlad. Rather, it's like Chalipin, that this is brought for his Ikar Korban. And therefore, it will require lechem. However, if you bring it after you're ready in the schaper, then that's the din that we learned from the earlier psukim, that anything that remains after you brought your carbon has a din of meiser, and therefore it will be brought without lechem. And then by toides nedavo, since it's like you're making a new meiser hektish for of tmura, a separate meiser, it's doimet techalipin, therefore it will be considered like a marbe v'toido. And therefore, whether it's koyin kaparo, it's acher kaparo, it's always considered a new separate hafrosha l'shem toido, and therefore it will always require lechem. To summarize, the Rambam holds that tmura schoiva koyin kaparo needs lechem. Number of rechayim find difficult because since it's just a hemshich of the first original kedusha, therefore you should not be able to mekayim your nether with that carbon because it should not be considered bo menachulin. On this, we can answer either, like I said, from the Rashash, that it's really a, even though it's a hemshech, but it's included in the shvach hektish, it's not considered a separate thing. It's part of the original nether, which includes even the shvach of tmura. Or, as the Dvar Shol would understand, that it's an entirely new kedusha, and therefore you could use it to be mekayim nether. And by Toides Sedova, again, we might be totally in these two tzadim, if it's just a hemshech, then the Kerneira and Chazanish don't understand why the tmura Sedova should require lechem. It should always be a moiser and not a marbe. But if you understand it's a new kedusha, then you could say it's like a lipin, and therefore it's a marbe betoida and would require lechem. The Gemara further brings the din of Shmuel, kol shebechatas meisa, betoida ein to une lechem. Kol shebechatas roye, betoida is to une lechem. The Gemara is a shak v'taya, where exactly what Shmuel's statement said. And at one point, the Gemara wants to say that Shmuel holds like Rebbe, that holds avuda b'shas afrosh is meisa, and that will be a case where it's ein to une lechem. And what's the case of Roya? The Gemara says he holds like of Oisha, that it says Hifish Techatois Lachrayis Meschabe Beis Men Shiyirtze Vashniya Tira. And that the Gemara questions that Toida, if you mafish two Lachrayis, after you makrif the first one, the second one, but not we need lechem, there'll be a Moisa Toida. So Gemara's Maskon is that Shmuel holds like of Shimon, that Chomesh Chatois Meisois, and Roya. Shimon Leslie, he there's never a case of chatas that's right, it's always meses. And Shmuel only said one statement, kol shebechatas meses, but toide ain't tuna lechem, the chiddush is lafuk rabbi yechanon, who holds adam eskabe b'shvach hektish, and that Shmuel argues and he holds of land chatas will be ain't tuna lechem. Such as on this case of hifish techa tois lachrayis, Tois's questions, what exactly is the case? Tois says we can't be talking about the mafish b'zech hazeh, because once you mafish a chatas for your carbon, then the halach is that you can't bring two chatois for one chait. And if you bring it, and even if you want to do bevasachas, kol she'ein bezechazer, bevasachas einoi. So how do you have a case that you can have two chatois for one chait? So Tosis answers, they were talking, he said, Tiktush achas mehen mitoich hashnaim, one of the two should be Kaddish. Similar to the Gemara earlier on, Afayin Ches and Beis, where he had 80 chalas, and he said, Likdashu aboim mitoich shmoinim. Meaning he's makdish two potential chattas, and the one he chooses, that's the one that will be the actual chattas. The Karinoyer asks, if so, once he's mischaper with one, then the second one comes out, wasn't Kaddish at all. So if so, why does the Gemara say that makdish shteim lachrayis? Nashniya is Tira, and if Shimon the Gemara says, argues, and he holds the second one will be part of a din chattas meisa, be nischaper baleil ba'achat, which will the second one will have a din to be meisa. It comes out, according to Tosis, this after you choose one, the second one is nisbar, wasn't Kaddish at all. Therefore, the Karen Doyer argues on Tosis, and he wants to say that even though one was mafish, a chattas for his chait, he could be, well, as Kol's man, he wasn't makriv that carbon, he's still leipakeh chiyuvoi, and therefore he could be mafish a second carbon for that same chait. This that a person can't bring two chattois for one chait is just in the hakrova. You can't be makriv two chattois for one chait. But to be mafish two chattois, that's possible. And therefore the case of shtei mafish shtei chattois lachrayis could be, he could be mafish two karbonos for one chait. And if you look at the Avi Ezri in Perek Aleph Mechusik Kapora Halach Yid Gimel, he's been diagnosed this in the Shitas Rambam Perek Gimel and Shkogis Halacha Dalid, that the Rambam argues on Tois in this point that a person could be mafish two chattois for one chait. Tois holds, once you mafish a carbon for a chait, there's no room to have be mafish a second carbon for that chait. It's already used up. And say, and the Rambam would argue, this is the same the Karinoyer holds, you could be mafish two chattois for one chait. And therefore, says the Karinoyer, since the second one is also a chattos, therefore, if you nischaper with one, the second one will either be having din tira later Rabbanon and Thomas later of Shimon. However, on Shitas HaToisus, the Karinoyer's kasha still remains that once you makriv the first, the second one should be chulin, and therefore, washanana have din of roya or Thomas. So the Karinoyer's mitzayin to Toisus in Pesachim daf tzadik zayin of Beis, who says similar to our Toisus, that we're talking about that he's mafresh one for a chatos, and the second one will have to be for achrayis. As the Taras HaKodesh in our Gemara says, Toisus in our Sugyo can mean like Toisus in Pesachim as well. And he asks, since he was only makdish at Lachrayis on the event that gets lost, then I'll bring this as a replacement, but if it didn't get lost, then the second one, which was only separated only for Achrayis, comes out, was Leinuskacha. So why is there a din tira? And that Toisus says, V'nir l'ri, d'chol ki agavna gemiri lo d'roya. Meaning a chattas that was separated for achrayis and was neschaper with the other one, we have a loch Moshe Sinai that this will have a din of roya. But again, the question is why? If it was just a kedusha ala tanai, so then if you neschaper with the other one, it comes out this is chulin. So why should it have a din of roya? So the Michas Avraham and Zvachim Dav Dalet Amen Aleph says that he heard from Rebbeinu Soloveitchik, who said in the name of his father the Brisker Rav, that the pshat and toisus is that makdish lachrayis is not a hektish ala tanai and a kedusha misafik. Rather, it's a hektish mechudish, a vadi dika kedusha lachrayis of the first one. It means even though Tosfos holds, you can't be mafish a second chattas, but you can be mafish a second chattas lachrayis. And that's a vadi kedusha, which is given that its kedusha is that in case, in the event, the first one gets lost, this should be the achrayis and replacement. And that's a vadi kedusha. And therefore, it's understood what Tosfos says, that ki agav ne gemiru lo deroya. So it comes out, the explanation of the din of hifesh techatois lachrayis is either as the Karinoyer explains, I may add, the Chazanish in Pesachim Simkuf Chav Dalid, Sifkan Gimel explains Tosfos in Pesachim as well, they mafish two karbonos for Yochaveh Schatos, or, as we explained in the Brisker Rav, to explain Tosfos and us as in Tosfos in Pesachim, that you can only mafish one carbon for the Chatos, and the second carbon has a new Kedusha to be brought lachrayis. The Gemara further brings the din of Rav Abba, Zu Toido V'Zulachmo, one is mafish a carbon and says, this is my carbon Toido, as an Adava, V'Zulachmo, and this is its Lechem. Then Ovid Alechem, if the Lechem is lost, you have to replace it with maybe Lechem Acher. Ovid Toido, Ein maybe Toido Acheris. My time with Lechem Galal Toido, Ein Toido Galal Lechem. Now Yesh Lachkor, is the Kavan of the Gemara that we're discussing Chiv, or the Kavan of the Gemara is discussing Kvias? Meaning, is the question that since the toida is the ikr of the carbon, even though it's the carbon adava, if you lose its lechem, one is still required as a chiv to replace its lechem and get another pair of lechem. However, if the lechem gets lost, if the toidah gets lost, since all that's left is the tofel part of the carbon, one is not required to replace the ikar toidah. The discussion is not regarding the chiv, rather the discussion is the kvias, meaning the question is if the toidah and the lechem are they hukva and established to be brought one exclusively with the other or not. And this, the Gemara is mechalik, between the toidah and the lechem, that the toidah is not bound to the lechem, and therefore if you lose the lechem, it can be brought with another lechem. Mashenke, and the lechem is bound with the toidah, since the toidah is ikar, and therefore if you lose the toidah, the lechem cannot be brought with another toidah. The Karanoira on the end of Ayin Tesam and Aleph, and the Sfasemes and Al Sugya point out that the pashtus of the Gemara would be mashma, that we're discussing chiv, that of the toidah, ein emei v'toidah acheres means you're not required to bring another toidah. But if you want to bring another toidah against this lechem, to be brought together with the lechem that you were mafish mitchila, one is permitted. And the Kenner explains, because it wasn't yet hukva b'shchita. You know, we have the Gemara earlier on the Aftezvav HaMebeis that says that's hukva b'shchita kalach mitoidah, which is mashva that kvias, that they have to be brought one with another, and they can't be brought with any other lechem toidah, only happens with the shchita. But here we're discussing the hafrosha before the shchita. There's no kvias. So the discussion should only be regarding the chiv. And the Sfasemes points out, that's the mashmois of the Rashi. According to the Rashi, the Meyuchas on tap, which mentions, that, came the Omar Zun is chayiv belachmo, the cholzman sheikra azeve chayim, chayiv belachmo. You chayiv to bring the lechem. So the mashmois discussing, are you mechuyiv or you're not mechuyiv? But now we're discussing if it's puzzle or it's hukva, that's not the discussion. Rather chiv. However, they point out from Rashi, Msochim Dafid Gimel on the base, it's mashma that with the discussion is regarding kviyas. The Gemara there is going on the Mishnah, which said there used to be put two lachmi toidah psulois agav itzva to be a simon for when people, and up to which point people could eat and be sorif their chametz on Erev Pesach. And the Gemara there says that how did these lachmi toidah become possible? The Gemara explains that we're talking about a case that one says zutoida v'zulachma and the zevach was lost. And Rashi says, Ein and theirs, if it's over a zevach, you can't bring another toidah, ein maybe toidah cheres, Rashi explains, because since lechem is glal toidah, if it came into hukva lezu, this lechem is hukva to be brought with this carbon toidah, and that carbon toidah is now lost, posel acheres, it's posel to be brought with another carbon. And the MS is, this is the mashmois of the Rashi in Ksavyar and Avasugyo, the bemasel of the toidah. He says, of the toida ain maybe toida cheres alechem ze, you don't bring another toida alechem ze, elo of the toida of the alechem. It's mashu, if the toida gets lost, it's of the alechem, meaning that the alechem is ovad, it's possible, and cannot be brought with another carbon toida. So, kapshuta, it would seem that el shay lo bi machloikis, the two rashis in el sugya, are we discussing chiv, or we're discussing kvias emsul? And ayin sham in the svasemes, that he asks the steer between the Rashi and Sochim, that's mashed to psul, and the Rashi and Avasugah, it's mashed to chiv. Ayin Shom, he wants to be yashiv the two Rashis together. But, however, as we've seen before, that really the Ikar Rashi in Shas is really the Rashi Ksaviyad, which would agree with the Rashi and Sochim. Now, in regards to the Hora of the Keren Oiro, how can we say that the Kvius already happens with the Hafrosha? Didn't the Gemara early in the after Zavam on the Beis say the hukvu b'shchita kalach mitoida, that the kviyas only takes place with the shchita? So on this, the Mikdash David in Simon Yud, Ois Aleph, says that it's cholak the kviyas that happens by the shchita and the kviyas of our sugya. He explains the kviyas of the shchita, that happens that it's, the shchita is hukva, that this lechem can only be brought exclusively with this behema and with no other behema. However, the kviyas of our sugya, which happens by the Hafrosha, that's just a kviyas that this lechem is hukva to be brought with this chiv carbon. And therefore, he explains, in our sugya we're discussing a carbon toida where there's no achrayis. So if someone says, harezu toida, harezu lachma, so if he loses the toida, now to bring a lechem with another carbon toida, that's already a separate chiv. That, since it was hukva for this chiv carbon, it cannot be brought with any other carbon toida. Masha'inkein, if one would say, harei alai toido, be a nether, and be mafresh lechem for that carbon, for that nether, so then the lechem is hukva for this chiv, for this nether. So there he says, if the behemah would be lost before the shechita, then you'd be able to go replace it with another behemah, since it's the same chiv. You bring it to replace that chiv, and the lechem could still be brought with that carbon. Just by the shechita, there becomes a hukfa, an extra step, that the lechem becomes hukfa with this behemah exclusively. And therefore, even by a neder, if you lose the behemah, you wouldn't be able to bring another behemah to be brought together with this lechem. And he brings a raya from the Braisa early in the Ayin Tesma Beis, which says that Bomus Mafresh a Toido, and he lost it, Behibash Acheres Tachto, and Varesh Tein Oimdois, Minayin She'ezim Hen She'ir to Yakriv Velachma Imo. So the Mikdash Dover understands that Velachma Imo means the original lechem that you brought, that you still had, which you mafish for the original carbon, if you now lost it, and are replacing it with another one for that chiv, one can bring the original lechem with that carbon. So the Mikdash Dover explains, because since here we're talking about a neder, and the hook fias was only for the chiv, so there, I come allowed to take the original lechem and bring it with the second carbon. The Gemara continues, V'amar Rava, hifish mois l'taydasai, if someone separated money to be brought for his carbon toidav, and he toisu, and he had leftovers, maybe behen lechem, accuse it to purchase lachmi toidav. But however, if he is mafish l'lachmi toidav, then he toisu, ain't maybe behen toidav. And the Gemara explains, because of Kanda's din, that he learned that of a pasuk v'hikav al zevach atoida chalois matzois, that lechem is ikri toido, and therefore the money which is used for a toid, which is separate for a toid, could be used for lechem as well. But toido is lo ikri lechem. So in Yeshurah David Salvechik Shlita, brings from his father the Brisker Rav, that declares what's pshat in the Gemara, the lechem ikri toido, toido lo ikri lechem. Is the pshat that the kedusha of lechem is part of the same kedusha of toido, just the kedusha's lechem has a toisus kedusha of lachmi toido. So therefore, if one purchased separate something for a kedusha's toido, included in kedusha's toido is lechem. However, and that's something that was separated for kedusha's lachmi toido, since that's an additional kedusha over toido, you can't use that money for toido. Idilma the pshat is it could be it's two separate kedushas, kedusha's toido and kedusha's lachmi toido. It's just a question of the lashon of the neider. When you say toido, the lashon toido is koil all the chalakim of the carbon toido, both the carbon, the zevach toido, and the lachmi toido. However, the lachmi toido, which is a specific part of the carbon, that you can't use, is only for lachmi toido and can't be used for the actual zevach toido. So the Brisker Rav is medayik in the Rashi Ksavyat, that lechem ikri toido, Rashi says, kedachsiv toido chalois, Hilkech ki omer mol yisalolu toido, hari lechem bechlal, dohanami toido ikri. The Biskrov is medayik, that it's mashra that lechem's included because it's also called a toido. It's mashra, it's a loshen of, it's ikri toido, meaning it's a loshen, it's a svar in the loshen. It's included in the loshen of toido. But however, from the Rashi Elyon, there Rashi says, when he's mashed with the Gemara, Hifish Mois, Rashi adds the word, Hifish Mois, Lezevach Teidosei. Rashi speaks out specifically, he's Mafish Mois, Lezevach Teidosei, Vini Toisu. Still, the Aloch is maybe behind Lechem. So if that's just a question of Loshan, here we're talking about specifically, he was Mafish it, Lezevach Teidosei. So how could he use it for his Lachmi Toido? So from Rashi, the Meyuchas of Rashi is Mashma, clearly that it's the Svar because it's one Kedusha. That the Kedusha's Lachmi Toido is included in the Kedusha of Toido. And therefore, if it's separated for the Zevach Toido, one can still use it for Lachmi Toido because that's part of that Kedusha. And the Brisker Rav says that another Nafkamid would be that if one was Mafish, one was actually had a carbon Toido, the Zevach Toido, a carbon, and there was Nafal by Mum, and he's poided it, can he now use this money for lachmi toida? If it's one kedusha, then he can use that money for the lachmi toida as well. But if it's really a separate kedusha, so then it's not included in the kedusha of toida. So he can't, since it's already used for a carbon for a zevach toida, he can't use that money which is toida for a lachmi toida. And with this, he explains the Gemara early in after Zvav, the Mishnah there says ha toida mefagel es halechem vehalechem einem mefagel es toida, and the Gemara in the beginning, wants to explain with the din of Rav Kahana, that it says that the lechem is ikri toida, toida lo ikri lechem, and therefore when you mefagel the toida, the lechem becomes mefugelas as well. Mashenkin, if you mefagel the lechem, the toida is not included, and therefore only the lechem becomes pigel, and the toida does not have pigel. So the Brisker Rav says, I would have explained Kipshutoi, that since it's one Kedusha, the Kedusha of the Lechem is included in the Kedusha of the Toido, so therefore a pig on the Toido is coil in it, a pigle on the Lechem. Mashaikin Lechem, which is a Taisus Kedusha, so there you mefagel just the Lechem, that does not include the pigle on the Lechem. Pigle on the Toido, rather. However, he points out, that there Rashi, he's mashma again, the point is the Loshen. Rashi in the Mashma, my time, and after Zvav, it says, and explain the Gemara, the Mashma, Toido Heimachalis. Hilkach, he says, Ki Arma Almanas Lechel Toido, Lemocher, Havi Lechem Bechlal. Lechem is included. Again, it's mashma, it's the Yisoid of a Loshen. That since when he says, Almanach Toido, Toido includes in the Loshen all the components of Toido. Both the carbon, the zevach, and the lechem. So therefore, the pigle on the ischal and the lechem as well, since it's included in the lashon of toida. And as we know, the Rashi is the Rashi Xaviat is the Iker Harashi, and therefore that would shtim with the Rashi, the two Rashis would shtim that the yisayid of the lechem ikri toida is because of the lashon. However, if you go to the Rashi of Hamiyuchas Rashi, there be mashman akuda because it's one kedusha, and therefore the pigle and the toido would be coiling it, the pigle and lechem as well. The Gemara continues. V'amar Rava hifish teidase v'avda v'chaz v'hifish acheres tachteo v'avda v'chaz v'hifish acheres tachteo v'nimtzu harishaynis. By shlosh tenaymis, and now you have all three carbon toides. The Gemara says neschapi barishayna shniya einatu nalechem. The second does not need lechem. Shlisha, however, shlishes to in a lechem. The third will need lechem. As Rashi explains, the second, which is a chalipin of the first, does not require lechem. However, the third, which is not considered a chalipin of the first, would require lechem. The Briskarov in Tmura Dafid Chesem and Beis and the Chazanish in Tmura Simon Lamed Heis of Kotten Vav both explain that from here we see it's not the pshat that only the korban that you brought to Mekayim Yechoyves Neder, that's the one that needs lechem, and any other subsequent carbonates which are brought afterwards, which should not be Mekayim Neder, is considered a moiser and is brought without lechem. Because if that would be the case, then the shlishas should also not need lechem. Rather, we see that Mishur Sadin, any carbon toida that you mafresh lechevosai, has a shem toida and should make it didn't need lechem. Rather, it's exactly the cause of which we learn from the pasuk Yakivenu Echad Veloishnaim, that it's chalipin, the one that's brought as its replacement, that with the hakrava of the first, its chalipin is nidchis and gets a shem moisa toido, and that will be brought without lechem. But any other carbon which you mafish, even if it's not fulfilling yechoyv, would be brought with lechem. And this explains why in the first case, by you bring the rishayin of the shniyah, which is the chalipin, does not need lechem, but the shlishis, which is not its chalipin, would need lechem. And explain so we can explain the other cases in the remember as well. Whatever the chalipin is, whatever is the chalipin is brought without lechem, and any other korban, even if it's not mekayim the choiv, is going to be brought with lechem. And even Abaya, who's choilik, and he holds that even the shlishis is also ain't tunis lechem, is not because he argues in this yisoid. He agrees that only what has a shem chalipin is brought without lechem. Just he holds the shlishis also has a teres chalipin. And the Brisker Rav in Tmura after Zvav and Aleph takes us to explain the next part of the Gemara as well. That Amar Rav Zeira, v'cheilin yichatois, which is one is mafresh chatosi v'ovdo v'hifresh acheres tachteo v'ovdo v'hifresh acheres tachteo. And he finds the nimtzo rishonis. And the other Gemara says as well that if you makiv the first one, niskapi berishonu, shniya is Thomas, but the shlishis is tira. So Brisker Rav says, from here we see that the yisoid that chatos shniskapi ba'aleo, that it has a din of mesa is not the pshat that any chatas that remains after you niskaper, since you don't have what to do with it, it has a din to be tumas. Rather, it's only when it's because it's a, after you niskaper with the first one, it's chal on the second one, a shem mesa chatas, that's what gives its din, that it goes lemesa. And that's only what's considered its mesa, that's its chalipin. But any other carbon, the third carbon, which is not the chalipin of the first, although you already niskaper with the rishayna, that will not have a din of tumas. And to further clarify what we mentioned, that Abayo, who argues and says the shlishis by the case of Toida, will also be ein tunis lechem, and by Chatos, he said the shlishis will also be Thomas. It's not because that he argues on the Yisoid that you don't need a chalipin to have a Shem Moiser. Rather, he agrees that you need a chalipin to be a Shem Moiser. He just says, kula chalipin the hadad inenu. So to explain this point, in Shira from Yibachil Michal Feinstein, he points out that it's not the pshat that Abayu holds that the Shlishis is also considered a chalipin of the Rishayna. Rather, like Rabbeinu Geshem says explicitly, that the Shlishis is, even though it's ain't a chalipin Rishayna, it's not a chalipin of the Rishayna, have a chalipa de chalipa. It's a chalipin of the chalipin. And therefore, that's enough to be considered a chalipin. And if you look in the Rashi Ksaviyat, he's also mashed like that. He says, Chalipi da, the Chalipin da Hadodin inu, the Mikoyach Rishoyna bo kulon. Although it's not the exchange of the first, it's brought as an exchange, a Chalipin of the second, but since it's all Mikoyach Rishoyna, that also goes into having a Torah's Chalipin. And it could also get a Shemoyser. And the Meyuchas Rashi is also Mevur like this. If you go with the Shita in Oyser Aleph, he explains it on the Din of Abayo, that Shlishis, is to in a lechem because it's chalipin. Again, this yisoid, because even though it's not, it's chalipin, but it's considered a chalipa de chalipa, and that's enough to also have a teres chalipin, to have a shem moiser, to by lech, by toy, not to require lechem, and to be by chatas, to have a din of mesa. The Gemara concludes, ma'i v'chein. The Rabbi Zera added that in addition to the machlokes of Rabba and Abayo regarding toydo, we have the same machlokes of gabi chatas, if the third one will have a din of mesa, or Tira. Mar says, what's the chiddush? It's of course the chadas and toydish should be the same halacha. Mar says, ma'od the teima hasm would ikal meima mar be toydaisu. Over there by toydo, we could say it has a din since one could be mar be toydo. So we could say the third one, even though you're being mafish for choiv, it has a din like a mar be toydo, and therefore it will require lechem. Aval halacha the lekal meima mar be chatoyisu aim aloy. Kamash v'lon. And kamash v'lon, even here, still Rava holds. The third one will not have a din chalipin, and therefore will have a din of roya. So Rashi the Meyuchis explains the Vaychatos. He says, "Well, how is chatos different than toido?" Rashi says, "Shein darken shal bnei odom laharbois bechatois." It's not the way of people to be marbe bechatois. The Rishash asks that Rashi should rather have said that ein chatos bo bnei odin adova. As we know, the Gemara in Chulin daf memalaf and bey says that a chatos cannot be brought bnei odin adova. So why did Rashi say that you can't, it's not a derech to be marv b'chatois, which is mash, but you could possibly bring a one as an adov, just it's not a derech to do so. And as we see, Rashi Ksaviyat also, he says, this explains like this explicitly, the chatos laba neder nadovu. So what does Rashi mean, ein dark and shol ben odom lahabis b'chatois? The Rishash explains that of course by chatos, one cannot be menadev a chatos, unless one did an aveiro, which would be mechayven to bring a chatos. But he explains, but this is the chiddush that we mentioned earlier in the shir, that even by toido, one cannot just get up and be menadev a toido. And therefore, that's not the chiluk between chatos and toido. Rather, a toido can only be brought after one was from the dalet shetzrichen lehoidois, then one has the opportunity to now be menadev a toido. Rather, the chiluk between toido and chatos is that by toido, once one was nitzel from an ace, the derech was to be menadev toidos towards that hoido to thank for being nitzel from the ace. Ashenkin a chatos, if one was in the Aveiro, which would be mechayven to bring a chatos, and now it got lost, so he's still required to bring a carbon to fulfill that chiv. There, ein derech lahabris means ein derech lahabris to bring a second chatos, to be mafresh a second chatos to fulfill that chiv. Rather, one is mafresh, the derech was to be mafresh a second one as a chiluf, as a replacement for the first. Ashenkin toida, once one was from the dal shetzvich lahoidais, the derech was to be menadiv, even a number of toides towards that chiv. So therefore, there it's more likely to say that the third one should be brought as like an extra toido, and there and not a replacement for the first, and therefore that would require lechem. That's the chiluk of the Gemara. The Gemara further brings the brayse of Rabchia toidish in his arva b'tmurasa, a toido which got mixed up with its tmura umeisa achasman, one of them died. Chaver te'in la takona. The other one does not have a takona, as the Gemara explains, because to bring nakiv lechem ado, maybe it's a tmura, which does not require lechem. Not to bring lechem, maybe it's a toido, which must be brought with lechem. Therefore, the remaining animal has no takon. The Gemara then questions that what's the price of Abchiyah, what's the case? If it's someone said a lie, I mean he made a nether to bring a toido. The Gemara goes on to explain that there is an eitzah. So the Gemara concludes, like Tzicha Damar Rezu was talking about he made a toido's nedava, and there's no eitzah because he can't bring a second one lachrayas, and therefore, the remaining animal is Ein Latakono. Now what's mavur from this Gemara is that both by a tmura of a nether and by a tmura of a nedovo, the tmura itself has no is brought without lechem, and therefore the Gemara is questioning that if the remaining one is a tamura, you can't bring it with lechem because the hakravas tamura is brought without lechem. So from this Gemara, number of achronim, the Karinoira, the Rishash, the Sfasemis, the Chazanish, and Tmura Sim Elam and Gimel Sivkot and Zayin, all ask on the Rambam, which we mentioned earlier in the Shir, in Perikid Beis, Psul Mekdoshim Alochaches, that says that both a Tmuras Toidas Choyva, if it's brought Koidim Kaporo, would require Lechem. And he also mentioned that a Tmuras Toidas Nadovo would be like Chalipin, and would also always require Lechem. It would be like a Marbe Betoido. From here they will ask, we see from our Gemara, in that both by a Choyva and by Nedava, a Tmura does not require Lechem. Additionally, the Marie Korkis in Perikid Beis, Sulmukdash and Alochid Gimbal, asked that the Rabbi Messiah himself, because in Alochid Gimbal, he paskins the din of our Gemara, the Toyle, which was the Sarah Betumura also, and we don't know which one, and one of them dies, the Alochid is Eilat Takono, which is clear, Mavur, that you can't, that a Tmura does not require Lechem. At Soysa, the Rambam in Halacha Ches. So some Achayim say that could be there's no other choice but to be Magia, the words of the Rambam, that if the chain take out the words Tmura from the Rambam in Halacha Ches, and say that the by Tmura Taka does not require Lechem. And so says Marie Korkis, the Karinoiro, the Chazanish, they all say with trepidation, it's not so simple to be Magia, the Rambam, but it could be there's no other Eitza. However, others say, the Sfasemis, the Eil Shloiman, the Chazanish, later on, says that perhaps you could explain that the Gemara means Toidish and Esavir B'tmurasa doesn't mean with its own Tmura, Koidim Akrova. Because that, like the Rambam says earlier, would require Lechem. Rather, B'tmurasa means a Tmuras Toidah D'Alma. Means a Tmura, when we're discussing a Tmuras Toidah Schoiva, which already had a Hakrova from the Iker Toidah, and now this is a Moisa Toido, which definitely does not require Lechem. And that carbon, that's what it means it got mixed up. So that, since that carbon does not require Lechem, that, we can understand our Gemara. And the Chazanish explains that though the word Betmurasa is Mashma, it's Toido, we can explain Betmurasa means Tmuras Toidas de Alma, as opposed to Tmuras of other carbonis. However, the Svasemis wants to suggest that after the Rambam's Mechalik, that only when the Iker Toida is still Kayim, then if you makrev the Toida, then if you makrev the Tmur rather, it will require Lechem. But once it's Mesa the Iker Toida, then it'll be Poker the Chiv Lechem from the Tmura. And it concludes, Tzarech Iyan Bezeh. And Ayin also Besefer Evan Ozel from Mr. Zalman, who also goes with this Mechalik to explain the Rambam. Just Ayin Shom, he explains with a Chiddush that Tmura, that it needs Lechem, Koidim Hakrova, is a whole new din because of a hoyahu tmurasa yi a kodesh, and that is only as long as the toid ikar toida is still kaim. Once the ikar toida is mace, then it reverts to the regular din of tmura, which has a moisa toida, which will be mavur in our gemara, that there will not require lechem.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in shas, including Mara Mekhaimis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.